All right, welcome to the Fit Vegan Podcast. I'm your show host, Maxim Seguin, and I'm the founder and CEO of Fit Vegan Coaching, a company that is on a mission to help 10,000 people get lean, thrive, and reduce their risk of chronic illnesses by 2033 and a million by 2050. I believe that having a fit, healthy body and mind is the foundation to living an incredible life, and this is what the show will give you if you choose to listen and implement. Enjoy the episode and have a great day. All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fit Vegan Podcast. Today is a very special episode because we're celebrating 4 years of Fit Vegan in his existence and all the amazing transformation we've been able to help people accomplish throughout the years. And I have my beautiful wife here to interview me, to kind of reverse the roles, to talk about what it's been like for the past 4 years and all the beautiful things that we've been able to accomplish and the things that are to come in the future. So my beautiful wifey, Ivy.
Hello.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Oh, of course. I was forced. No, I'm kidding.
You signed that marriage license.
It's now my responsibility. Well, it's a pleasure being on your podcast once again. And of course, we're going to reverse the role today since we want to know more about Fit Vegan Coaching and who Maxim Seguin is from the beginning of this journey. So
it's been a wild ride.
I bet. Yeah. We'll hear all about it. So I have a list of questions for you here. I thought it'd be good to ask. So starting with, can you share with us the inspiration behind the Fit Vegan Coaching? For those of you guys that don't know the story, please tell us the story and how the journey has been for over the past 4 years.
Yeah, so we got started early COVID, so April 1st, 2020, right? So as this podcast comes out, it'll be a day after, but April 1st, which was, the 4 year mark.
April Fools.
April Fools, that's the word that I was looking for. Yeah, thank you. And yeah, it was kind of in the midst of COVID. I mentioned this in some previous podcasts, but I had a corporate job working for a supplement company in the beginning of January of 2020. And my partner at the time, as you know, she was going through her breast cancer journey. And I got laid off from that corporate job simply because I was the last person hired and they were running out of money. Right. And I was so bummed. I just came back from Christmas vacation. I was like, okay, I have a job. I'll continue to make money because I got to pay for all the cancer treatments and all the things that are coming and the medicine and all that. And I come back to work and I'm logged out of everything. And then they're just like, hey, we want to talk to you in the boardroom. Into the boardroom, like, hey, we have to let you go. Made some bad financial decisions. You're the last person hired. Nothing personal. It's business. Right. I had a company car at the time. I didn't have a car, and that's what I was using to drive to cancer treatments.
Right.
So, man, I was like, man, I was so down because, like, I don't have a car to drive to cancer treatments. I don't have money to pay for previous deaths of cancer treatments and upcoming cancer treatments. I was like, what am I going to do with myself? And so ultimately, the guy that was my sales and marketing manager at the time lived in the same building that I lived in.
Right.
And, you know, it was like in a movie. I went to my office. They gave me a box. I start packing my things.
Yeah.
And a part of me was like, fuck. I can swear it's my podcast. I was like, fuck. What am I going to do? I have these expensive treatments to pay. I don't have a car anymore. I can't even drive home. Someone has to drive me. Right. And as I'm packing my box, there's like two sides of me. One side of me is like, damn, this is like a movie, right? Like this, I pack my box and this is where my life is going to change, right? But the other side is the reality of like, you have no money, you have no car, you're going to lose everything and you have a partner that's depending on you. And so when I'm packing my box and I get in the car with my sales manager, which I love him. He changed my life completely when I worked there. And as I'm driving home, I'm like, man, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. He's like, Maxim, he's like, you're a smart kid. He's like, you'll figure it out. And he's like, I've seen you grow with the company as you work. He's like, you'll absolutely be fine. Right. And he's like, just take it one day at a time. So he dropped me off home. I get home and I'm like, and my partner at the time, Jenna, was like, you know, why are you home so early? I was like, I got laid off. I have no more job, no more money coming in. And basically, like, I think I was depressed for 2-3 weeks after. I just couldn't get myself to do anything because of the heaviness of my life situation. I was like, I thought I was doing something great. And then I remembered that I had done personal training before and I had to get renewed again to do it in BC in British Columbia where I was living because I got certified in Quebec in Canada.
Right.
So I kind of like rushed the process. I kind of did my exam. I did everything. I passed. And I was like, cool, I'm gonna start working at a gym, right? I don't really want to work for someone else, but if I go to the gym, they'll give me clients and right. then I'll be able to kind of make money and continue to pay for treatments. So I went to my instructor who certified me and we became good friends. It's like, yeah, of course you can have a job. I start coaching again. I coach like three people, bam, COVID happens. All the gyms are shut down. Everything is shut down. And then I'm stuck at home.
So you can't catch a break.
I can't catch a break. And I'm like, you know what? I'm willing to work four jobs. I'm willing to work 100 hours a week because right. I need to provide. And I just couldn't because everything was shut down. No one was hiring. Everyone was getting laid off. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go online. People are stuck at home. They can't do anything. Yeah. They're going to put on weight. Let me just do some online workouts. So I started to try to sell fitness online by myself. And I didn't have a lot of success because I had no strategy. I didn't know how to do it.
Right.
And ultimately stumbled upon a fitness mentor, which is still my mentor to this day, 4 years later. And basically I had a conversation with him. And you want me to go into that story?
Yeah, well, you know, like...
I talk a lot, so I'll stop.
I'm not doing any interviews there. But people don't know about is like, how old were you then? This is like really important because you were so young.
I was 26 years old at the time. So I was 22 years old when my late partner got diagnosed with breast cancer. So I was 22. And then now I think I was like 26 years old when that happened. So I already had been taking care of her for 4 years at that point.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So 26, lost a job, everything. Yeah. Ultimately ended up finding that mentor and I jumped on a call with him and he told me how much money it was to work with him.
Tell us about that.
His name is Vince. And I was like, Vince, I'm like, man, I have $34.37 in my bank account. I checked my pinky because I got the number tattooed inside of my finger to remind me where I came from. I was like, I just ate at the food bank last week because I gave all the money that I had to buy organic food for Jen. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I have $34.37. All my credit cards are loaded. I owe a ton of money because cancer treatments are expensive and I was running behind. I was like, man, I'm going to lose my apartment at the end of this month. He's like, hey, if you're really in the situation that you're in, you're going to find a way.
Right.
And so like, I just sat there and I was like, man, I don't know what that means. And I think 3 days after, my brain just clicked. I was like, man, I have nothing to lose. I'm literally going to lose everything. And so I need to make a jump. I need to try something. So I called my credit card company, which again, I haven't made payments on in months because I'm just stacking cancer treatments on it. No minimum payment paid. I'm over my limit. And I call them and I wish I could find this person's name because I would love to just give them a nice financial gift. I'm like, hey, I need an extension for X amount of money because I need to buy something. And they're like, yeah, of course, we'll allow it for 24 hours. I was like, oh shit. And I hang up the phone. I call Vince. I'm like, Vince, take the money before they change their mind. I'm like, man, they're gonna deny it. They're gonna catch on to the fact that I owe them money. But ultimately they let the amount, they extended my limit for 24 hours.
Wow.
I made the payment for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me access to his portal and everything. And I just went, and the thing is I didn't tell my late partner at the time because she needed cancer treatments. And I told her I don't have money and I just spent money on this thing. And I got access to the portal and I went video by video. I watched the video. I did it. I watched the second video. I did it. I watched the third video. I did it. And we made, and I worked like 18 hours a day for 30 days straight.
Wow.
And we made five figures in our first month. I basically made a quarter of my yearly salary in a month, basically.
Wow, that's amazing. So what was going through your head the first time you made five figures in your whole entire 20s of life?
In a month?
In a month, which actually is pretty good. Most people don't make that, right?
Yeah, it felt illegal and it felt wrong. To be honest with you.
Are you guilty of some sort for making
man,
that much?
We could talk about the entrepreneurial journey, but man, I was like, how is this? Like, because I just had enough money to pay off a huge chunk of debt and be able to pay for cancer treatments. And again, I was the only employee, so I didn't have any expense. It was just me. And I was like, how does this work? Like, is the government going to come after me? Uh-huh. Because I made this much money in a month. Like, it just didn't make sense to me.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm just going to use it to pay for these cancer treatments. And then I was just like, no letter from the government. My bank accounts are not getting frozen. And I'm like, I guess it's a thing. And then the next, and then it was also the fear of like, am I going to be able to continue to do this?
Right.
Right. Because it was very helpful to pay for cancer treatments. It relieved a lot of stress on my shoulder. So after 30 days, I went back to Jen. I was like, hey, I have like $10,000 for you to do a treatment. She's like, what did you do? And then I told her that I invested that money and she was so upset. It was such a big fight.
Oh.
Because she was, she was upset that I invested the money and I didn't tell her about it. I was like, man, right. I had to be a man and fucking take charge and make something happen. But ultimately it worked. The next month we did better. And then the next month we did even better. And then we just kind of continued to grow from there. But it changed my life. It changed her life. I honestly believe that if I didn't take that risk, I don't think she would have lived as long and she wouldn't have had as good of a quality of life.
Right.
If I didn't start all of this. So honestly, that's how I got started. Is I loaned on my credit card that I owed money on. I was going to lose my apartment. I didn't have money for food. I was eating at the food bank. I had $34.37 in my bank account.
Right.
Yeah, it was a shit show.
So when was Fit Vegan Coaching actually like got started?
April 1st.
It is April 1st.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Fit Vegan Coaching.
Yeah, when I did my personal training certification, they're like, well, you have to like make like a business plan. So you have to like make your business card and your logo and your name. I was like, okay, well, I'm vegan and fitness. I'm like vegan fitness. And I was like, oh, it's taken. So it was Nimai, which I didn't know that we would become friends later down the road. Right. But I was like, okay, let me flip them. Let me do Fit Vegan. And then fitvegan.ca was free. I was like, I'll just take that because I need something for my exam.
Yeah, such and then a great name.
I went on Canva and I wrote Fit Vegan and I slanted it sideways and that was my logo.
And yeah. You have it tattooed on you forever.
Yeah, it's tattooed inside my right bicep because that was always my pose when I was taking photos. I was like, I might as well be branded. I'm going to brand myself with my own thing.
That's when you know you're fully committed to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been vegan for almost 10 years now. So
yeah, so let's talk about that. How did you navigate through the challenges of starting a new business, which is a very niche business, right?
Yeah.
Like back in the day, well, it's more common than way back in the day, but
yeah.
Being vegan, especially with that word in your branding, you would think it's very niche and it's very like little community type, it's not massive and still gets a lot of like negativity in some way. So how were you able to navigate through that?
I just did what I was told, to be honest with you. I had my original mentor and I paid him, which was to me at the time a significant amount of money.
Right.
And he's like niche down to the people that you want to work with. And I'm like, I wish someone helped me when I was vegan, because when I went vegan and I was trying to get fit, my body composition went in the wrong direction. I got skinny fat. Like I couldn't get lean. I couldn't build muscle. I didn't know how to do it.
Right.
So I was like, let me just help people that were in my original position. And ultimately with the cancer component, I was like, I didn't feel comfortable coaching people to consume meat or chicken or fish to hit their protein because I knew what the health consequences of it. And so I was like, I don't want people to get cancer. And so let me do it on a vegan, whole food, plant-based diet. And then let me help people that were kind of my position when I started was like, they didn't know how to get fit on a plant-based lifestyle.
Yeah. So that's very interesting because most people would be like, oh, it's not going to work because there's not that many people who can relate to that. Right. But in fact, in your case, it's a success because it's very niche and people went to you for that reason alone. So what sets Fit Vegan Coaching apart from other coaching program that's also lean towards the plant-based or veganism?
Yeah, I'll be honest, we're in a category of our own. A lot of the, if you want to call them my big competitors online, a lot of them are good friends of mine. So I'm not going to talk shit about any of them, but here's the difference. We don't use any fake meat, fake cheese, fake chicken, right? Everything we do is whole food, plant-based.
Right.
Just because, again, the health and cancer component, to me, like the fake meat, the fake cheese and all these products, yeah, from time to time, it's fine. But at the end of the day, they're brand new. No one knows the health consequences of eating these foods a decade or two decades down the road because they haven't been around long enough to know the effects of them.
Right.
But we know the whole food plant-based has been around for a very, very, very long time. A lot of the studies are done on whole food plant-based that demonstrate the reversal of chronic illnesses. And so to me, like we're one of the only ones that does whole food plant-based body recomposition, right?
Right.
Some people will do whole food plant-based. Some people will do body recomposition either with meat or with fake meat, but but there's no one else doing whole food plant-based body recomposition right. together at the scale that we're doing it.
That's impressive. So how many countries are you coaching now within how many, 20, 25?
Yeah, we've coached clients from over 20 different countries. We don't have 20 countries active right now, but throughout the years, we've been able to reach people from 20 different countries.
So being an entrepreneur and, you know, like you have to keep it fresh every time, or not every time, but something new, right? So what was the latest change that happened for Fit Vegan Coaching and yourself through the years? So like maybe a couple of years back and last year, I think when we went to Mexico, you did another one, which is opening up to non-vegan. So yeah. Walk us through that transition.
Yeah. Well, it's funny to say entrepreneur because I never saw myself as that. Even going into it, right. I just kind of like was like, I want to have more impact. I want to help more people. And then we kept growing and making the business better and the program better. And then eventually I was like, oh, I guess I am an entrepreneur. I guess that's what it's called, what I'm doing right
that's
now.
That's the definition.
Like, I want to help more people. Then you build something that helps more people. And then right. I guess that's called entrepreneurship. But it came from a place of service. But yeah, I think the last big change we made was opening up the program to non-vegans. So people that want to transition to eating plant-based, or simply people that want to eat, you know, 70, 80, 90% more plant-based. Right. I think it was a conversation with the team and you, right? It was like you and Coach Sarah and everything. And we're like, you know, we were very strict on just working with vegans because I was like, I don't want to include animal products in the meal plan.
Right.
But then we got to the place of, well, the people that are vegan, I don't need them to be more vegan, right? Some of them need to clean up how they're eating because they're probably junk food vegans and they want to eat whole food. But the people that need help are the people that are interested in it, but are not ready to commit to right. 6 months or a year of going vegan, but that are interested in transitioning or simply eating more plant-based. So if I can get a heavy processed food meat eating person to go 70% whole food plant-based, that's a huge difference on their health.
Right. That's a win.
Yeah. And so it's not about me just wanting to work with vegans. It's about the people that need help.
And that brings you back to the mission statement for the company, which is to impact as many lives as yeah. possible, right? So can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So the mission is help 10,000 people get lean, thrive, and disease-proof their body on plants by 2033 and 1 million by 2050. Right. Know it by heart. We read it every single team meeting that we have. It is mandatory. It's the first thing we do is remind ourselves of the mission for the whole team by 2033, because my late partner passed away when she was, you know, going to be 40 years old. So I will be 40 at that time.
Right.
And so I want to impact 10,000 people in her honor at that point. And then 1 million by 2050 is just like a bigger, loftier goal.
Right.
Because if I kept it safe, I'll take safe action. Right. So I want to make it big. I want to help as many people as possible.
But there is also indirect impact, right? Like, so the people that you're helping with Fit Vegan Coaching is also having impact in the lives of their loved ones because they're teaching their family and their children how to properly nourish their food in a plant-based diet, right? So are you accounting those as well?
No, I'm not. I know that there's a multiplied effect of the people that right. come into the program, but I'm a numbers person. I can't confidently measure that. And so I want 10,000 people that have gone through our program, that have had access to the information to be transformed.
Right.
So ultimately, the impact of 10,000 people, if you think that every person is going to impact just even their husband, that's 20,000 people right there. Their coworkers, you know, a parent, a kid.
Kids, yeah.
So, you know, I think, who is it? Nicolette Roche, which you've met in Whistler. She said one person, if they make life changes, can impact like, it was like 5 to 7 people each.
Right.
Right. And so, yeah, something around that ballpark, but I like to be tangible and like be like, no, I factually right. helped 10,000 people. Yeah.
So direct impact.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So can you tell us an interesting testimonial or stories from one of your clients and like that maybe like left a really big influence on you as far as like, you know, this is working?
Yeah. Oh man, so many of them. So many of them. All right, I'll try to list out a few. So we had a lady that came in that she was trying to have a child with her partner, and she couldn't. And the doctors basically, hey, you need to get healthier and lose weight. So she came to the program, whole food plant based, shifted her body composition, lost weight, was able to have a baby. So that was like her first Fit Vegan baby. And then I think there's been like three or four more people like that. Same thing. They weren't able to have a child and then came in, were able to have a child. Again, I'm not saying that being in a program can make you a baby, but I'm just saying those are stories. Those are the stories that we have.
I mean, if anything you, doesn't work.
You have to practice on your own time.
Just eat a lot of plants. You'll have babies.
Yeah. So that was one of the, there's a lot of studies on that actually.
Right, right.
So that was one of the things. I think obviously my mom's transformation was pretty great because I saw her struggle like my whole life with her weight. And I was like, mom, come in, I'm gonna help you lose the weight, but you gotta be vegan because I'm not gonna do it with meat. And for her to lose like 50 plus pounds and have been able to kept off for 4 years now, because she was pretty much a part of the first group that started. So my mom was one of them. Matt, who lost 74 pounds, which was our biggest transformation. Like, you know, I think, I don't know if he ended up getting like skin surgery to remove the excess skin, but man, it's a crazy transformation. It's on the, it's on the website. We've, so many doctors. Obviously Dr. Jade was a big one, help at first, you know, had her baby, lost the weight, and she conquered cancer. Like she overcame so much as we've been working with her throughout the years. Dr. Lori's transformation. I remember Damaris, who mentioned that she had a hard time getting off her chair because her knees were hurting so much, and at the end she was doing animal flows on the ground, like the frog, the orangutan, the inchworm, and like her body wasn't hurting and she lost a significant amount of weight. Sunila, who's a mom of two, is a full-time engineer. She dropped like 30 pounds, like huge difference in her face and her body. Thor, I remember Thor. Thor was 71 years old, like lost his gut, looks super good. And she's 60, cancer survivor, surgery on both knees, lost like almost like 40, 50 pounds. Like, and we have 750 plus transformations. So,
but it's not even about the weight for the most part, because when I spoke to some, like when we meet and greet them in Squamish, you know, the stories that I hear is like the confidence that got boosted after this, the life changes that happens to the positive, like, you know, things that happens after the weight loss.
Yeah.
So it's not real. It's changing lives, and it's amazing what you've done with the program, right? And it's not just a program. It's actually a lifestyle that you're teaching these people. So it's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you a little secret. I think I mentioned once on a podcast somewhere, so no one would be able to find where I said this, but I actually, it's on YouTube, so it's not true. I used to make like life coaching videos. I think I told you about this, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a life coach so bad because I looked up to Tony Robbins and I discovered him when I was 15 years old. So when I had, when I got ballsy enough to make YouTube videos about it, I was about like, I think like 18. So from 18 to 21, I think I was making life coaching videos. And then
What were you saying?
I can't remember, but I listen to them sometimes. I'm like, man, that's a great piece of advice. But I would listen to someone say something and I would make it my own and say it. But someone told me, he's like, dude, you're like 20 years old. Like, no one's going to listen to you for life coaching advice. He's like, go get life experience.
Yeah.
And then come back. And then I met Jen, she had cancer, and I went through all of that. And so I was like, yeah, I think I have a bit more life experience at this point, but I always wanted to do a form of life coaching. I was like, I don't feel that I'm ready to do that, that I had like earned my stripes in life experiences yet. And so I was like, how can I help people have a greater impact on their life? I was like, man, fitness changed my life. It gave me confidence. It built me into who the man that I am today. And so it's like, if I can help people master their body and their health, it'll just build an amazing foundation upon which they can have a great life.
That's true.
Because you're more confident, you're fitter, you're healthier, you have more energy, you feel better in your own skin. You're a better partner. You're a better parent. You're a better friend. You're a better employee. You're better at your own business, whatever it may be. It just levels up everything in your life if you gain control of the body that you've been given.
So are you redefining the meaning of fit vegan? Because when you say fit vegan, or you say fit, the first thing that for most people's head comes is like muscles and definitions and things like that versus like the actual health aspect of it. So can you tell us, like, because I know you told me that it's not about like the look anymore.
It's surprisingly, I've spoken to a lot of people about this. Fit, people have a different image of what fit is in their head. Right? As much as we've been societally conditioned to what fit is, everyone has a slight different image of what fit is to them. But ultimately, what fit vegan is for me is you have control over your nutrition and training, meaning you're not at the mercy of cravings or binge eating. You like, you have a good relationship with food,
right,
and you're able to exercise and move your body in a way that it, that there is no limitation in your life.
That's great.
Right. So you're able to, as something as silly as like squatting down to pick up a box, right? Being able to put a box over a shelf, opening a door, being able to run after your kid. Like, fit is when you have mastered your body in a way that doesn't cause any form of limitations to your body that if you were to be overweight and out of shape would cause.
And then the health aspects, right?
It's not about six pack and big biceps. Like, those things are great, but you know, it doesn't solve everything.
Right. And then you can look the part, but not actually be the part of being a fit person, meaning like healthy lifestyle and being able to like sustain your body and not overeat or undereat and know what to eat, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, when people look at my photos of me being shirtless and like having a six pack, you're like, I want to look like you. I'm like, that's the point where I'm the weakest, where I have the least amount of energy and where I have the least amount of stamina.
Oh, wow.
When I am the way that I am now, which I have a little bit more body fat on me, I can lift heavier, I can jump higher, I can run faster, I can do so much more. So it's a thing about like being able to do and looking a certain way. The leaner you are, the harder things are to do. You have less energy sources on your body.
Yep. That's true. Thank you, Axel, for being my phone holder. Okay, so tell me the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur, the challenges that you're facing, and how do you deal with it?
Yeah, so when we first started Fit Vegans, obviously it was just me, just like anyone else, right? You start with the love of wanting to serve and wanting to coach. And then there's a point where there's too many people coming in and you don't have the ability to kind of coach everyone, but it is in your heart to want to serve more people. And so that's when I brought in Coach Sarah. I think a few months into Fit Vegan coaching, I was like, I'm coaching 40 people. I can't, I can't create the content and do all of these things, right? And coach people. So I brought in Coach Sarah. So Coach Sarah has been with me again. It's going to for 4 years in a few months from now, ultimately, which is crazy. She's been with me we used to meet at restaurants and like have meetings in person because we lived in Vancouver.
Right.
But then we got to the point where I was like, man, I can't put out as much content because I'm busy coaching and doing those other things. And so I hired a graphic designer, video editor. We've gone through several of them throughout the years, but now we have a really good one. So if you guys are enjoying how this podcast is edited, the Instagram reels, the promo for the reels, that is Gabriella. She is a wizard at editing. She's awesome. Our graphics, like she's great. And she's been with us for almost 2 years.
So you built a team.
I built an all-star team that took me, I think, 3 years to build, ultimately.
You figured it out.
Yeah, it took me 3 years to build a solid team. And it was just about realizing that I'm not the best at everything and hiring someone that was better at me at a certain thing. And then going through different iteration, different people, and then finding the right person that was the right fit for the culture and the position that actually enjoyed doing that type of work.
Right.
And so, yeah, like Gabriella for the editing was awesome. And she's listening to this podcast as you guys are listening to it, and she's editing it. She's editing the podcast. And finding Kristen was a blessing as well. Sarah was a blessing as well. But yeah, there's ups and downs. I think it's just like anything. So for all the entrepreneur listening, I feel like there's an ego component to building a business where you want to be able to say like, I have this big business. I have 10, 15, 20 employees. Like there's an element of bragging rights to like, I have this many employees. My company is doing this much or doing this well or serving this many people. But the reality is that the more people that are employees, the much larger the headache is because you got to manage people, right?
Right.
And so there is a point where I think the economy shifted. And we just had less people coming in the program to be completely honest. And I was like, man, I can't sustain the rate of expenses per month with all the employees.
Right.
So I had to make some massive cuts and really lean out the team, which sucked. I really hated that part. Like, you know, I was like, honestly, I was crying. I was stressed. Like, I was so, it sucked. For anyone that's ever had to let go of someone that you care about, shit is hard.
It's a loss, right? They become family as you spend more time with them.
And I had to be the guy that, like the guy that laid me off when I had my corporate job, right? Like I had to become that guy. I was like, there's a nice way of doing it, but you know, it's never easy. So when we leaned off the team, I was like, man, what's the point of like, if we have to find 30 new clients every month, but I have this big team to kind of make all of that work, and I only get to take home this much, I'm like, I can have a leaner team, only get this amount of new people, and then keep home more, right? Because at the end of the day, like, I want to serve people, I want to transform their lives, but it is a business. It can't run for free because I have employees to pay, I have taxes to pay. Like, you know.
So that's the low point of the business, you feel like? It's like losing employees when you wanted to expand as much as possible and then kind of like pull back a bit?
Yeah, I think there's two like downsides. But yeah, one of them is having too many employees. I just got crazy with it at one point. I was like, I'll have someone to do each thing, right? Everyone has their specialty. But then I was spending a ton of money per month.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, it was tough. We weren't able to do donations to cancer patients at that point.
Yeah.
Because I was paying money out of our own accounts to continue going. I think I did that for 5 months, 6 months. And I was like, yeah, I can't continue doing that because I'm going to run out at one point to keep this going. So yeah, that's when we made the changes in now the team. So that was really sucked. That really hard. But if you flow with the economy,
tell
right?
us like how you dealt with it, because not many people see the behind the scene of like, you know, the Fit Vegan Coaching and Maxim. I see it, but I can't share it. I don't have my own podcast, but since we're here now, just like, we'll talk about the ugly side of being an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah. Well, man, there's so many sides to it. You know, people say entrepreneurship is like a fat loss transformation for the people that kind of weigh themselves daily or weekly. You do everything so right, and then the number on the scale, you want it to go down and it goes up, and you're like, fuck, it's heading in the wrong direction. And you work harder in it, and then it drops a little bit. You're like, I thought it would drop more than that because I work so much harder. So it's like, oh my God, it's amazing. Entrepreneurship is like exactly like, oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, I'm fucking dying and everything is going to crash. Oh my God, it's so great. I'm on top of the world. Oh my God, everything sucks. Everything is falling apart. That's literally right. And you get to experience that firsthand because
it's a roller coaster ride with you.
It definitely is. But again, I want to serve people. I want to help people. So I put myself through that because I know that if I don't, no one else will do the work that I want to do with the passion and to the extent that I want to do it. I think it's a disservice to the world if I don't do this,
right?
Because I have the ability and the passion to transform so many people.
So how are you actually dealing with it when things aren't going your way?
Well, honestly, we go for walks. We'll go play golf. We'll do some stuff. But the reality is sometimes I'm at night and I can't sleep. Yeah. Right. I can't sleep because my brain is just thinking of like, how do I solve this problem? How do I fix this? Or honestly, sometimes I'll just cry because I'm so burnt out and overwhelmed. Like I'll just lay down on the ground in my office and I'll be like, oh my God, how do I solve this? Right. Yeah. And yeah, so it's a learning curve. I've learned to stress less about some of these things because eventually you realize that there's a pattern to the times of the year of when people come in and program, when they don't come into the program, and depending on how the economy is shifting and blah, blah. So I'm better now because I have more experience behind me. But yeah, it's still a struggle. But I think one thing I found that helped is like when I just sleep a lot.
That helps.
If I just let myself sleep, I'm better equipped to deal with the stress versus if I'm tired and exhausted, my mind is reactive. I start to go to the worst case scenario. So sleeping a lot, I think, is a great way to deal with it.
So for the past 4 years of being an entrepreneur and also coaching, what are the things that you value the most in your life and in business?
Yeah. So I know the first right answer is you.
Smart. I knew I married the right one.
The things that I value the most. Wait, let me just re-add something to the last question before I do that.
Okay.
To manage the stress, last year we took a week off of no cell phone, no work, every quarter, right? That was helpful. But I found that by the end of the quarter, I was getting burnt out. So now this year, we're doing a week off every 2 months. And that's been great. That's been very helpful. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think like it's very important to let everyone know that you're the type of person that analyze what can be better in a daily...
All the time.
Yeah. So when I say daily, it's literally daily. So he tweaks the alarm or he tweaks the hours of sleep that we go to bed earlier or later, or he tweaks the workout time. So for someone, would you say as an entrepreneur, you learn that also in your real life to apply that you analyze things and you improve it constantly to get like the best out of like what you expect the goal will be?
Yeah, I would say yes and no. I think that's just how I am as a person originally. I don't think that I was a little bit of that component was in me when I was born.
Right.
I just love to improve, right? That's why I played basketball. I tried to improve to go to college and go NCAA. That's why I tried to do bodybuilding and improve and tweak little things. I love improvement.
You like to optimize things.
I love to optimize.
That's your word, yeah.
But I've learned things through one of my great friends, Sebastian. He's like, sometimes optimizing something 0.01% makes jack shit of a difference, but can cause you a ton of stress.
Right.
She's like, sometimes things are not worth optimizing, right? So I'm kind of learning that as I'm progressing along. Yeah. But I forgot what your previous question was that I was going to answer. I circled back to it, but I came back.
For the last 4 years.
The things I value.
Yeah. What do you value the most in life and in business?
Yeah. So the first year, I would say coaching all the time as much as I can to serve people. And then I burnt out from that. And then I was like, man, if I'm not my best, how can I be my best for my clients? And then I started thinking like, okay, I need to put systems in place to better serve people and build a team around me to be able to. Coach Sarah was amazing for that. Now, obviously, I value times where I do nothing.
Wow.
And I've become a lot better at that. Because when we first met, we had personal fights about this, right? Like, Maxim, I just need you to sit down and do nothing. Yeah. We're not going to go play golf. We're not going to go hiking. We're not going to go for a bike ride. We're not going to go for a workout. We're just going to sit and watch TV. Maxim's
definition of rest day is, hey, you want to go hike? Do you want to go bike? Do you want to go run? Do you want to go to the gym? Do you want to golf? I'm like, my rest day means like relaxing on this couch, watching TV, and just doing nothing for the first time because we work out mostly every day, right? And we work. So he is not that person, and he gets bored easily. If his body's not moving, it's not resting. So yeah.
That's changed a lot.
We used to like argue. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm very proud of you. You've gone so far from like day one since I met you as far as like, you know, your vision and just like life itself and how you actually see yourself in the future. So I just want to say congratulations in all your success from the first year of Fit Vegan, which is April Fool's. It's not a joke anymore. It's definitely serious. People know you in the industry, right? You're getting invited to places. And
we're going to red carpet events tomorrow.
And people are actually acknowledging you in person and like seeing you from Instagram. So how does that feel? Let's just talk about that because now you're getting more popular than you thought.
it's odd. And I hope the person that said hi is listening to the podcast. I appreciate you for saying hi. If you see me in person, definitely come and say hi. But it's definitely a new thing.
All right.
Because we were at the market in Venice, in Venice Beach. And someone, what did he say? He looked at me. He's like, oh, I love your content. I looked around. I was like, well, Ivy has, you know, I have like 30,000 something on Instagram. Ivy's like 180,000. So I was like, and maybe he's talking to Ivy. And I look at Ivy and then I look back at him and he's looking at me. And I was like, me? He's like, yeah, I love like whole food plant-based and everything you're saying. I was like, I really resonate with it. I was like, oh, thank you, man. It's definitely getting some used to. When new members jump in the program, and I'll have a call with them. We'll see it on a group call. And then they're like, oh, you know, when you did this and you did that and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, how did they know that I did all these things? And I was like, yeah, I document my whole life online and on podcasts and YouTube. I was like, okay, yeah, people know the things that I'm doing. I'm still getting used to it.
They know your story. I speak to them and they know mostly like everything you've done. And I'm like, Oh yes. So no need to introduce yourself at times because people know you. So is that a good feeling or does that like bother you sometimes that people know too much of you?
No, I feel like I always put online whatever I'm comfortable with.
Right.
I've developed that filter throughout the years, but no, I'll never not introduce myself. I'll always introduce myself. I'm always going to stay humble. Yeah. I think it's weird if I'm like, I just entered the place. That's stupid. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. You're like a mini celebrity.
No, I'm honestly, I love meeting people in person. That's why we're going to Planted Expo as well, which is going to happen at the end of this month. Right. So if you guys are listening, Planted Expo is happening in Seattle, April 20th and 21st. I'm going to be speaking there. Robert Cheek's going to be there. I think Nima might be there too. So if you guys want to come, it's going to be great. But yeah, I always love meeting people in person. But it's very cool that I get to talk to people that I looked up to, right? Like my recording with Rip, as was seen from Plan Strong. I was like, man, I watched you on the Forks Over Knife. This is crazy that I'm on your show. Like I was freaking out, right?
Yeah.
Recording with Chris B. Cancer, because during the cancer years, like he was a big source of inspiration and information. And the fact that I got to do a podcast with him and we did another call after just kind of talking about life was incredible. And, you know, training with Nimai and meeting Robert Cheek and all these guys. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy life.
It's been a whirlwind for almost, well, 4 years now. So what would you say the greatest success that you've had this whole time from the beginning of Fit Vegan Coaching?
Yeah.
To its like fourth birthday or anniversary?
Two things. One of them is having helped over 750 plus people. And marrying you.
I'm kidding.
You know, having transformed over 750 plus people.
That's great.
Because, you know, we'll do podcasts with certain members. Some members that don't want to do podcasts because they're more private, which we respect every time. You know, we've coached a lot of people that are a little bit more in the celebrity top athlete aspect that I can't use their photos.
Right.
Because, you know, sign a contract with them. But we've helped transform. So being able to help transform people from all walks of life and get to hear their amazing wins. Like we had a member, again, I'll keep it private, but she had a cancer scare with a tumor cells and it was starting to become active. And then it became non-active ultimately, you know, 6 months after the program. Wow. Like shit like that is so cool. I love it so much. And then the other one is, you know, before I got my corporate job, right? I didn't last that long when I was there. I used to work at a smoothie bar called Body Energy Club in Vancouver, right? So if you guys are from Vancouver, you know exactly what it is. I spent a ton of money there, way more than I should have. And I think I made like $12,000 that year.
Right.
And that like during a 1 year mark before I got my corporate job. And pretty much every year since we started Fit Vegan Coaching, I've donated $12,000 to cancer patients.
Nice.
Right? Not always publicly. Like I don't talk about, like some of it is in on our app with our members, so they kind of get the support, but some of it is private. But I've been able to give my annual salary every year to support cancer patients, because when I was going through it, man, I was the only provider. I was the bank for it. And right. I was making $12,000 a year. So you can imagine that there was not a lot in the bank to pay things out of.
No.
So it's so cool to be able to like give to people and to get their messages of like, man, a complete stranger would do that, right? And I donate on behalf of like our Fit Vegan family, not just me, like of our Fit Vegan family. Just to know that people care and that ultimately maybe I can open their eyes to the benefits of plant-based eating as they're going through their healing journey.
That's amazing. And what would you say for the past 4 years, you know, like what is your motivation behind everything else and, you know, going forward with the ups and downs and knowing that there's the ugly side of things, but still, I know you mentioned it earlier, but what is the future for Fit Vegan?
10,000 people by 2033 and a million by 2050. And then once I get to a million people by 2050, we'll just set a new goal from there.
What strategy are you thinking or implementing? Oh, is this a secret?
It is a secret. I cannot say. So we have some cool shit coming for Fit Vegan. That's why I've been working so much lately.
Right.
But yeah, we have things that will be able to help people to do what we do, and that will get support from the Fit Vegan company to help them have more impact. That way I can kind of multiply the impact that we're having.
Yeah.
At first it was great. It was me. I was coaching people and then I brought in Coach Sarah. And then the majority of our people work with Coach Sarah at this point, just because I don't have a lot of available time. Because, man, if people saw behind the scenes everything that I did, I'm trying to hire someone to be my, you know, I'm potentially hiring someone to be my right hand person to do a lot of the things that I do, but behind the scenes, because I have to do the podcast and the writing for articles and the speaking gigs and all that stuff. And this person was like, that's more than a full-time job. I was like, I get it done under 40 hours a week. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
So he doesn't have a realistic expectations because he measures every single person to his standard of what normal is. And Maxim's not normal by any definition. I say that with all my love and like support.
Yeah, it's
and
all right.
It's coming from a good place.
Yeah.
But he's just so motivated, extra focused in terms of like work ethic. I've never seen anyone so young and like so accomplished, because your standard of working is like 10 times of most average people, and you expect the same, which is great because that's the standard and you set it to the limit where it needs to be. But also sometimes it's not realistic. So you need to like calm down.
Hey, our team is well taken care of.
The team loves you.
Well, I don't micromanage anyone. They have a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
They have Fridays off on some weeks.
But I think we need 10 people to replace you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. to replace me. So, but yeah, ultimately the bigger vision is to be able to train people to do what we do, and to have the opportunity to work under the Fit Vegan umbrella so that we can just service more people and help more people. And I think that's kind of like the next iteration of Vivian coaching. Cause what I was saying is at first it was me and it's Coach Sarah with me,
right.
But we're kind of limited to the amount of impact we can have now, because there's just so much a human can
right.
work on, right. And serve people. So, yeah, that's the next iteration of it. And I'm super excited because it's going to help us just to help transform more people. And there's people every day that are getting diagnosed with cancer.
Absolutely.
There's people every day that are eating things or doing things that are making them unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe they just don't have access to the education or knowledge that what they're doing is wrong. Or maybe they have the desire to change, but they don't know how to structure it in a proper way. Right.
Right.
And that's basically what people hire us for. Right. It's like, there's a lot of what we teach our members is all over the internet, but it's all scattered in different places and you don't know how to put it together. We found an efficient way, an effective way, where we can like get someone to come in whole food plant-based and give them a crazy transformation, which ultimately helps other areas of their life. But it's just like we organize the information in such a way that gets you the thing that you want faster than you can ever get anywhere else.
Right, because it gets confusing, right?
Yeah.
So for Fit Vegan's 5th birthday next year, what can we look forward to?
Well, I would definitely love to be at over 1,000 people transformed at that point. I think it's been exponential every year kind of since we started. So hopefully over 1,000 people at that point. And hopefully I have this new structure where we get to serve even more people by the time we get to the 5th year.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm excited because what they say, was it like 95 or 98% of businesses fail in the first 5 years?
Yeah.
We're going strong. If we stopped working, we could last another year still right now. So for sure, we're going to make it to the 5 year mark. So I'm just excited to hit that milestone.
What's next for Maxim for this year? Can you tell us any events you're going to, like you said earlier, for the rest of the year? What does it look like?
Yeah.
Are you writing a book? Everybody's writing a book.
So far, we are Planted Expo, which I'm going to be speaking at April 20th and 21st. We're going to be at the NHA conference, National Health Association, in Cleveland, Ohio, at the end of June.
Right.
You and I are going to be there. I'm going to be teaching some fitness stuff for the attendees. Outside of Fit Vegan, we're going to Hawaii. We're doing a few trips this year. My brother's getting married, so going to his wedding. I'm going through my immigration process right now. So hopefully I'm going to be done at the end of this year so I can travel outside of the United States. And then, I'm pretty confident more events are going to be added, right? Like we just got a text today for the red carpet tomorrow. So things can always kind of get added. But the main goal of 2024, the theme was focus. And I wrote it on my computer. Just focus on Fit Vegan. Don't do anything else. How do we serve more people at a higher capacity? Because as much as I love some of the other guys and girls that are kind of doing this work, I don't want people to think that they need fake meat, fake cheese, fake chicken to have a great transformation, because that shit's expensive. And again,
all right,
the health ramifications of it, you don't really know too much in the long run. So I just think people need to be educated on how to do this whole
Absolutely.
Food plant-based. People need to be educated on how to do this sustainably. Right, there's nothing sustainable about dropping 20 pounds in 2 months.
Right.
You need to learn how to lose it and be able to keep it off. So I just ultimately I just want to be the guy that helps people lose the weight and keep it off and educates them on how to properly fuel themselves. So those people are equipped to pass it on to their partner, to pass it on to their kids, their parents.
Well, I have one last question here, so we're going to wrap it up.
Because you have a call in 10 minutes.
I have to take a call soon. Being an entrepreneur after all these years and being who you are now, what can you advise other people who's also in the same journey, if not like entrepreneurship, but also like their life journey of, you know, being healthier and being more fit and being like educated about the plant-based culture?
Yeah. So I will give pieces of advice that apply to business and fitness together.
Okay.
And a lot of them, our members will recognize. Consistency compounds tremendously, right? Just continue taking the right forms of action and it's going to build to something, all right? I think there was a month, one point where we had no clients sign up for 3.5 weeks.
Right.
I was like, man, we got team members to pay, you know? And then that weekend, I think 15 people, the last weekend, 15 people had joined the program.
Right.
It was a crazy weekend. I was like,
yeah, it was scary.
But all month, I was like, man, what is that? Are we doing something wrong? I was like, maybe I need to change action. Maybe I need to stop taking action. I was just like, consistently just keep showing up. It's like when you're boiling water, the pressure builds up and then it boils, right? The top pops off. So consistency compounds. The other one is take imperfect action. I think that's the biggest thing I've learned is you will never have all the knowledge or the right answers at first. So just take an action. If it tanks, if it bombs, you know, it doesn't work. Try something slightly different. Maybe you get a piece of information from it. Like, hey, you know what? That aspect worked. Let's just do more of that. And then take another action. It may work. It may not work. Take another action. Just learn from every action that you take. And that's basically what business is, to be honest with you. You just take a bunch of actions and you kind of learn. Actually, two more. One of them is hire someone that knows how to do the thing that you want to do, right?
Right.
As much as you're taking imperfect action, a part of it is you have to figure out your own little system for fitness. You have to figure out your own little system for business, but don't reinvent the wheel. Someone has done what you want to accomplish. Like, I'm so lazy with that stuff. If I want to figure out how to do something, I'll just hire someone.
Right.
I'm not going to try to figure it out by myself. I'm just going to hire someone to be like, you teach me how to do this thing so I know how to do it. I don't have to spend, you know, 40 hours over the course of the next 6 months trying to figure out how to do this because I don't have time. Tell me, I'll pay you for your time. I'll pay you for all the mistakes you've ever done so I don't have to do them, right? So hire someone to speed up the process. And then the last one, I can't remember what it was, consistency compounds, take imperfect action, hire a mentor. And then the last one is, honestly, just stay persistent with it. I can't remember what the quote is people don't fail, people quit.
Right.
Right. There's goals that I had that I thought were going to take me 2 years to accomplish. And it took me 15 years. Just an example, meeting Tony Robbins and being a platinum partner. I thought I would do that stuff in like 3 years when I discovered about it. It took me 15 years to meet Tony Robbins and go to a private event with him.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
the highlight of actually your life last year.
Yeah. So yeah, people don't fail. People quit.
Yeah. True.
Like, do something that you love so much that you're willing to do it for 20 years before it ever works.
Yeah. It'll work someday. Just consistently pushing for it. Right. What they say, you never really live until you failed. So
yeah,
there you go. Well, thank you again. Congratulations and happy birthday, Fit Vegan Coaching.
Yeah, thank you for interviewing me. I appreciate it. Everyone, if you made it until the end, thank you very much for listening to this episode. I know it's slightly different than what we typically do talking about nutrition and fitness, but you know, I wanted to talk about all the components of Fit Vegan and kind of what goes on behind the scenes. And yeah, ultimately, we have some great guests coming on in the upcoming weeks. As you know, we've been posting 2 podcast episodes per week since the beginning of the year. We had incredible guests like Darren O'Lean, Doug Evans, Crispy Cans. We have a ton of great guests. You can go in the past and listen to some of them. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll see you in the next show. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to rate the podcast as it helps us grow and spread our message. And if you know this will help and resonate with someone, be sure to send it their way so that they can have the opportunity to level up their life as well.